Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. It is Thursday, May 1st. Hard to believe we're in the fifth month of the year. It was just yesterday that we were writing down our goals and our, whatever you want to list them as. I call my goals for 2014. It's kind of hard every year when we sit down and do it. My list gets smaller every year because maybe it's because I don't complete my list or I'm just writing things down because I don't want to seem like I'm not participating in the yearly event. Truth of the matter is that at the beginning of every year, it's a chance to start over again, just like the beginning of every day is a chance to start over again. Well, wherever you're at on your list, if you made one or you did not make one, I hope that you are taking time to look back now at what has taken place in the first four completed months of the year. I had the opportunity to watch a SportsCenter show the other week, and they were talking about a gentleman that was born with no arms and no legs. And he decided, as he got older, to climb a mountain. And it was one of the largest mountains in the world. And as he's climbing day after day with a team of people, and, I mean, God bless him. I don't even know how he had the strength to do that. People with arms and legs don't have that motivation. But he kept struggling going up the mountain, and he kept thinking how much more he had to go. And one day, in one part of his day, I think it was the third or fourth day, he looked back down the mountain and realized how far he had already came, which helped him focus on how far he had to go. So I think one of the things that we need to understand every day is we focus on the target, the goal, where we want to get to, but we very rarely look back and are thankful for how far we've gotten. It'll also help you understand that yesterday is not here anymore, tomorrow hasn't shown up, and today is the only opportunity you have to make something happen. Now, I mean, that doesn't mean that tomorrow is not going to show up, it just isn't here yet, and you have no control over what you did yesterday, and you have no control over what's coming tomorrow. What you do have control over is where you are right now, here today, and every minute of today. So I know that every week I talk about that word gamble. That's my background, the casino industry, and I think everybody gambles every day of their life one way or another. But for me, I speak about the word gamble, and I break it down as an acronym that says, growth, accountability, marketing, leverage, belief. See, I get that wrong, right? Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So as that just proves to you, I talk about this every week, and I still don't get it straight every single time I say it. Why? Because we're human, right? And we do make a lot of mistakes, and that's okay because without those mistakes, we can't be any better at what we're trying to do. So the word of the week today, this week, is enjoyment. And I always try to speak of one of the words from personal experience of mine so that people out there can make that real honest connection to it. So let me talk to you a little bit about that. You know, I mentioned that 4 months are gone. We did make a list. As a business owner, as a solopreneur, a small business owner, wherever you lie in that list, it's real important that you understand that without any enjoyment in your life, there's never going to be success. Now, you might make a lot of money. You might make it to the top of the organization that you work for or the company that you built. But that doesn't label you as successful. It does label you as the person at the top, but are you enjoying being there? And how is that reflecting on you every day as a person, you as a family man, you as a neighbor, and just you as a person itself? I mean, to me, that's where the word enjoyment comes in. You need to unplug, take time out for yourself, and if you're so busy doing everything that you can do to step over what you can step over to get to the top, well, then you might not be getting to where you really need to be. So let me explain that to you. I'm not saying that don't work hard, don't be ambitious, don't be motivated. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is, as I mentioned before, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow hasn't gotten here yet. And today is the only thing that you have control over. So throughout your day, you need to stop for a minute, an hour, or the whole day, and realize where you are right now, how you got there, and be thankful for it, and enjoy the moment. Because that moment's not going to ever show up again. And it'll be your chance to make sure that you took a minute every day to be thankful and enjoy the moment and where you are and how you got there. This will make you a better person. So I know that I talk about it every week, a different part of it, and I hope to use different definitions for each word. But let's write it down on your piece of paper, skipping a space as you go down the sheet. GAMBLE. And it stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I want you to skip down a couple more lines and write the word you, because every piece of this points back to you. And without you being totally connected and involved in all these things, you are not going to be any better at what you do on a daily basis. Now, I know that, you know, we all have great excuses to get ourselves to where we need to be, to cover up the things that we're not doing. I know that no one has a better excuse than me when I'm looking for a reason to have not, well, when I'm looking for a reason not to have the right answer for what I was supposed to do. We're human. It all works. But somewhere along the line, you're going to want to grow more in your business, your family, in your life. Okay, so growth comes within you. And that's part of that growth is being accountable and marketing yourself properly in the mirror and changing your beliefs so that you can shift the leverage in your life to gain enjoyment. So these are the things that I hope that people will challenge themselves with every week. I know that some weeks are better than others for all of us, but as I mentioned, it's May 1st. And in May 1st, what is it you're going to do in the month of May that's going to make you do anything more successful than you did in January, February, March, or April? I mean, every month has a celebration day in it. Do you have a celebration day in your week? What is it that you do that allows you to say that I get enjoyment out of what I do? And look, let's not say it's because everybody likes to help people. We also like to pay our bills on time. We also like to take vacations. We also like to watch our children grow and be better. There's a lot of things we'd like to do really inside, and you don't have to share it with anybody except you. So I hope you do that. I hope you take a chance to where it is you are, where it is you're looking to go, and where it is that you've came from. So know where you came from, know where you are, and map that in your mind, and in that spot, include some time for yourself. Because if you get burned out, you can't be doing. All you're going to do is share burn out. And all the hard work that you did in the first 4 months of the year will go down the toilet very quickly in 1 week. Because you know they say bad word passes like a fire in the field. Well, it's true. A lot of hard work can be washed away instantly. So it's up to you to be the person that looks within yourself to find out what you're doing to help yourself grow, to be better at everything you're involved in. Now, I know the Tough Talk with Tony Gambone focuses on the small business owner, but to me, life is a business. You could be a corporate executive, you could be a corporate employee. Heck, you could be the person that's cleaning offices at nighttime as a part-time job. It doesn't matter where you are or who you are. What matters is that you handle your business properly. So if you want to call into the show today, it's 347-989-1363. You can find us on toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can find us at toughtalkwithtonygambone.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. You can find us if you're looking. We're always looking for guests. We're always looking for people to visit other shows on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you go to the website, toughtalkradionetwork.com, you'll be able to find the list of hosts and the list of shows and the list of registration forms that are there if you want to be a guest. Now, make sure that if you sign up to be a guest that you're not coming on to give an infomercial. What you're coming on to do is share your message with the world, help others succeed at what they're doing by telling your story. We're always looking for people to join us, so there's a lot of ways to do that. You can hit me up at Facebook, like I said, or email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'd love to hear from you. We love good, bad, and all the different ways that people want to talk about the show. We can't get better unless you give us praise or complaints. We're here to serve, so we hope that you are here to give us the feedback we're looking for. We've got a great show here lined up, as we do every week on Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And, you know, we have a couple of guests, as we do every week, and our first guest is Clarissa Burton, a.k.a. Queen of the Pen. Now, everyone here knows that, you know, we're always interviewing authors and speakers. Why? Because they're the ones bringing the message, and we're always telling people that we think that you should put your story in a book. So today we're going to learn more about that. And we have a second guest named Karen Glasser, who's going to be on the second half of the show. But what I want to do is I want to take a break and go to a commercial break and do justice to our sponsors, who are the people that help us every week. Tough Talk Business Network is the sponsor of our show today, and we're real excited about that, because without them, the local people in the Houston area would not be able to grow as a community of business owners. So go to their website, check it out, Tough Talk Business Network, katie.org, and see if you are able to fit into that group of people. Put your information up on the website, make a connection with someone locally or from another part of the country. We hope that you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this here short commercial break.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And hey, we're coming to you live from the Houston, Texas area, and we know we have listeners all around the world, but we're real excited today about our show because one of the things that we're always doing here is marketing what authors and speakers around the world are doing, and I really believe that whether you're a business owner, housewife, corporate executive, it doesn't matter where you fall into the line of title. What matters to me is, are you sharing your message with the world? Are you helping others by telling your journey? Today, my first guest is a young lady by the name of Clarissa Burton. And well, she's got a long bio of incredible stuff. She's known as the Queen of the Pen. She's an international investigative journalist and a womanist media historian, writes poetry and short stories. She's published in Charleston Post Courier, the KC Star. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I just want to bring her up and introduce her to the show and get her to tell us about herself. Clarissa, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tony, for having me. I'm really honored. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you taking out the time of your busy schedule to share with us what's going on in your world. So what do we do here is a couple of things is we find out a little bit about Clarissa, and then we find out more about your journey to where you are right now. So tell me, I think you're in the Carolina area?
No, I'm in the Chicago area.
All right. Well, yes. I was way far off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
but
that's
closer
because,
than I could have been, I guess.
It's close enough.
So is that where you're from originally, Chicago?
No, I am originally from Kansas City, Missouri. And I am a transplant in the Chicago area of now 2 years, going on 2 years. And it's no more different than the Kansas City area as far as weather is concerned, but it's a lot more sites to see and lots of big literature houses here, you know, publishing houses and lots of literature events here. So if you're a writer, you know, you have to come to Chicago. Because they have some awesome opportunities here.
So have you been someone that has been writing all their life?
I started writing. What got me interested in writing was my third grade teacher started out teaching us literature, and the first assignment that we were given was haiku, writing haiku. And as she began to teach us haiku and the history of writing and introducing us to different authors, it just really changed my whole world. You know, it was this imaginary world that I could write, create my own world, and not have to worry about being criticized for it, if that makes sense. You know, if I wanted to be happy that day, if I wanted to be on the beach, I could write a story, even if it was 15 degrees below zero with 6 feet of snow in Kansas City. I could create my own world. And I started at 8 years old writing.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated or I guess, wowed by the fact that people have been doing this for so long. I know for me, I never really wrote anything down except a note and then another note to remind me to read the note, you know. And
right.
As I got older, and actually since I started doing internet radio in the last 6 years, I've learned how valuable it is when someone that you meet says, hey, you know, you should write a book, and we all just kind of giggle and go, yeah, sure. But mm-hmm. we take the compliment and we move on. But the truth is, I really think that God put a story in everyone to help someone. And I always now, actually we're doing compilation books through Tough Talk Network that helps mm-hmm. people share their message with the world. It's important that people understand different things. And not all of it's the story of your life. It could be done through fiction, fantasy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a matter of doing that. Now, they say that writing is a form of therapy. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. Just like you said, everyone has a story to tell, and I say that all the time. You know, and just like you also said, is that story, even if it's meant to touch one person's life, to change one person's life, it's very important that we tell the story in whatever venue or method that we tell it through poetry, through short stories, through prose, you know, through essays, through a book, whatever medium that we are to tell our story, we need to get it out. And it doesn't have to be anything super fancy, you know. I know a lot of people, when you say, you know, you have a story to tell, write it down, you know, they panic because they're thinking about, oh, my God, I got to write a draft, you know, I got to find an editor, then I got to market it, and that's not true, you know. Start out with a blog. You and I both know that there's tons of blogs out there of people telling their stories, and then they get to a point to where they turn it into a book. But, you know, it is therapy because, you know, sometimes we don't have other people who could truly understand what we're going through. And a lot of times, you know, people are busy. You know, we get on the phone and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I got to go. Whereas when you write it down, it's there forever. There's no interruption. And then when you go back to read your story, there's a healing component in that. You know, there's something to say about rereading. It's like writing a journal. You know, some people have been writing in journals and diaries forever. You know, turn that into a story. You know, some people don't want to reveal everything. That's okay. That's what being a writer is. You can tell the parts that you want to tell. And but yeah, it's a great therapeutic method.
Well, your website, I want to mention this so people can check this out. QueenOfThePenBooks.com. QueenOfThePenBooks.com. There's a lot of stuff on here. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot about you, you know, so we can know who you are. But you have a radio show as well. And mm-hmm. I'm always, you know, I love doing the internet radio shows. And so when someone else has yeah. a radio show, I always like to find out more. What are you doing with that? I mean, I see on your website that there's a lot of children's books, and it's just called Let's Just mm-hmm. Talk Radio Show. But
yes.
are you turning your... It looks to me as though you're turning your shows into audios, books. Kind
yes,
of.
Yes, I am. What I've done in the past, let me back up. When I first started Let's Just Talk Radio Show, I was focused on, you know, relationships, you know, interracial relationships, women issues, families, lots of family issues, and self-esteem issues, and then, you know, after a couple of years, I started noticing a lot of the same, you know, a lot of shows having the same thing. And I wanted to change it up a little bit to make it a little more positive, I guess, and more family-oriented. And I didn't see much for children out there. And so because I also write children's books, I wanted to start reading stories on the show on a particular night, reading a story night for kids. And I did a search, which is another story. I did a search of all the books that I used to love to read, you know, like Amelia Bedelia, Clifford the Big, you know, Red Dog, Curious George, a lot of the classics. And when I went to the library to pick up these, to check out books, you're not going to believe I couldn't find any of them at the public library. And so I had to start buying those books. But over time, you know, trying to find stories to read online and turn them, like you said, into audiobooks, I found that it was much easier because a lot of the times, you know, the kids are already in the bed or, you know, how society is now. Most of the time, you know, the kids are just getting home from some multifunctional event, you know, practice, soccer, basketball, you know, whatnot. And so I just decided that at least if I do audio and post the audio, they can download them and they can play them at any time, any day. And so I'm still, you know, sort of playing around with that because that's a new component of my show that just started in 2014. So, you know, it's still,
it's still a
moving target.
I got to hand it to you because, you know, here at Tough Talk Radio Network, we coach people through hosting their own shows. We provide a whole service. And so we're always working with different radio hosts. And one of the things that I'm always telling them is, you know, it's all about the guest, right? It's always all about the guest. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to do something that's going to be a digital product for you to be able to have available to purchase at any time, night or day. And by taking one show a week and just doing a, well, let's say you're a business coach, maybe you're doing a workshop, maybe you're reading children's books, maybe you're reading self-help books, but to do that and put it into an audio, it could be packaged up in a lot of different ways when you're out doing events or on other radio shows. So I think you're right on the mark with what you're doing and just perfect. I mean, now do you teach people about writing books? Your website has a lot of different things here, and I mean, do you work with people? Do they come to you to have their books written, published? Give us a breakdown on that.
Well, some of the services that I offer is, you know, I offer editing services. And along with the editing, just the along with the editing is almost, you include coaching. It's just a part of just the relationship, you know, because, you know, I have edited several books. And these are, you know, new authors, and they're, like, petrified because this is the first time they've, you know, written a book and so forth. And so I'm there to encourage them, to keep them motivated, to let them know this is their story. Only they can tell their story. You know, I'm here to edit. I'm not here to write their story. I'm just here to help them, you know, format it in a way where it's appealing to the reader. I offer e-book formatting services. So once their book is published, they send me their manuscript. I turn it into an e-book for them. You know, that, basically that's what I do, you know. And I also, for self-publishers, I set up their book for CreateSpace because a lot of individuals find CreateSpace very difficult to navigate. So I've been publishing, self-publishing for so long, I'm pretty good at setting CreateSpace up, so I do that for them as well. But yeah, I'm not a ghostwriter or anything like that. But I call it an editor coach.
Okay.
Basically.
Well, hey, you know, that brings me to a question. CreateSpace. There's a lot of different people out there that are doing a lot of different things with books. And one of the things that authors find is you get the book written, and then you got to do something with it. And then, oh, my goodness, how much do I spend? What's that going to cost me? Can I afford it? I mean, all the questions come bumbling down on top of you, and then what happens is the book finds a space, and it never moves from anywhere, and it's never completed. Is CreateSpace a quick and easy way to go about it? Or is
it the
only way to go about it, or is it not a good way to go?
Well, honestly, those are, I will say yes to all three, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because it depends on the individual. It's a great place to be, you know, it's quick and easy if you are willing to put in the time and the effort. Just like anything, you know, if you're not willing, if you're not really serious about getting your story out there, of course it's going to sit there and just be there, and no one will know about it. It'd be amongst millions of Create Space books that are out there. They're marketed. They're not marketed, but they're out there available, but no one knows about it because you haven't done anything with it. The cost is very economical, very economical. The tools are easy to use. All the information you need on Create Space, on how to develop your book and how to market it and so forth, everything is there. Again, it has to do with your patience and how much you really, truly want to get your book out there. The second one is, I believe you were talking about was, is it, you know, waste of time? Or what did you say? Not a waste of time.
Okay,
but,
so I know that Create Space makes it easy. There's other companies that say that they do a lot more marketing of the book,
right,
maybe digitally.
Right.
And so I wanted to know, is Create Space the easiest and the best way to go? Is it not the best way to go? Or what is another option that you would recommend to someone? And your
right.
point
it's
made
mm-hmm.
is you have mm-hmm. to take action on whatever your decision is. That's very
right.
good.
Right. Whatever you do, you have to make a decision. But the Create Space also offers, like, if people are just really like, I really don't want to do this, you can pay Create Space to format your book to do everything for you. You know, I mean, people can pay me to do it, but you can pay them to market it for you and so forth. So they have the options there. It's up to the writer. And then as far as, you know, not being a Create Space, of course it cannot be a Create Space, especially if you just drop, you know, upload your manuscript and do nothing with it. So at the end of the day, it's the writer who determines whether or not if it's a great space or if it's a bad space.
So to sum it up, it really matters on what you want to do with that book, how you want to market that book, and how much time you have to invest in doing that. So Create Space could be a little bit less expense to do it, and you can get more out of it, but you're going to have to put more time into it versus finding a company that can competes with everything that you need to have done at a price that's affordable to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And as far as, you know, talking about pricing, one of the things that I really do appreciate about Create Space is that you can order one, you know, book, or you can order a million. So you're not, like, if you go to some of the private publishing houses, you have to order a minimum. Where Create Space, that's not, you don't have to. And that's the one thing that I value, that I really appreciate about Create Space, is that I pick and choose the volume that I want to order. So if I only need to ship 32 books to, say, you, I can actually order 32 books. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, so, you know, it's a great way.
So they'll do
great
print.
Flexibility.
They do print on demand.
Print on demand, which is awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Clarissa, we're running out of time. It goes so fast.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back on because there's a ton more questions. We didn't even crack the surface on this.
Right.
And I would really like to find out real quickly, do you have the latest book that you have out and where people can get in touch with you? And if you will come back on if I get you another spot, because there's so many more things I want to ask you, plus we have callers with questions as well.
Right. Well, absolutely, I will be honored to return. And I do have two children's books that are available right now. One is called Micah's Grumpy Day. And if you go to my website, queenofthepenbooks.com, you'll see it there. And then you'll also find Rex the Nerdy Centipede, which is available. And I have a couple of more children's books coming out, and just stay tuned. You know, I really do appreciate you spending time with me and talking, and we will definitely connect again. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I will be reaching out to you because you have a whole spot on your website about veterans writing projects, and that's something
yes.
I really want to talk about as well. So if you could hang on a little bit, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to we got a lot of callers on the line. I want to make sure that our producers find out if we have anybody that has a question before we bring up our second guest. So I'm going to go
sure.
to a commercial break and come right back, and we'll let you know what we have here. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Okay.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and big thanks to Clarissa, Burton, and what she is doing. Make sure to check her out. You'll be able to find all the information on all of our social media sites as well, but you can go to her website, queenofthepenbooks.com. and learn more about her. And if you're out there and you're thinking about something with a book, this could be a good opportunity for you to shop that website to learn more. Remember, it's free to listen and it's free to learn from other people's websites, so take advantage of that. My next guest is a lady for the past 30 years has been dedicating her personal and professional life to communicating and connecting with people. Her past experiences have allowed her to meet many different people and make a difference in their lives. In the early 90s, she was a children's rock and roll singer, signed with Rhino Records. She's traveled the country singing songs of self-esteem and experience Karen up on the show. Karen, I apologize. When I start reading sometimes, I just I just go blank, but I appreciate you taking time out to be with us here today.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I know that you're on the West Coast. Is that right?
I am on the West Coast in beautiful Napa, California.
Nice. Now, is that where you're from originally?
Actually, I was born in Tennessee and grew up in Southern California from the time that I was 2 years old. And then within the last 5 years, I moved up to Northern California and now living in Napa.
Awesome. Now, promote your passion now.com is your website.
Right.
Yes. And I want to find out, I mean, child's rock star, is that correct?
Back in the early 90s.
Okay, so now that had to be really a really cool experience, just to be a friend of yours, let alone to be you, right? Because that's not very common.
Well, no, it's not. I've always had music in my life and have been involved in the music industry in one way or another throughout my adult working life. And I had the opportunity to start working with kids early on, and I think kids are our future. So as I took my music into recordings, we started recording original music of self-esteem for children, and I started traveling the country, across the country, on a regular basis, singing these songs at, you know, places where kids go, at the zoo and at the mall. And ultimately, though, I culminated my children's music career at Carnegie Hall, and that was pretty phenomenal, and I look back with that with quite amount of fondness.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. I mean, that life experience is what set the path for you. Would you agree with that?
I would. As I said, I really believe that kids are our future, but to be able to make an impact on kids and children's lives has been very, very important to me, and I've carried that through to now, you know, working with children and working with grown-up children, adults, you know, and so and helping them with their businesses now.
And, you know, you say that, and it's almost people probably just kind of snicker, but it doesn't matter your age. Everything that you do, they say, has to be able to be understood by an eighth grader. So
Absolutely.
For me, I really think being able to teach children is a plus for teaching adults because it just, if it gets too complicated, especially after they've developed all these ideas of their own, you lose them. So did you find that being able to work with children is a tool to help you work better with adults?
I think that by working with kids, it taught me how to communicate better. It taught me how to communicate in a language, always be able to talk in the language that your listener can understand. And so I'm very careful in my language and my communication. That I learned that skill set from working with children that I translate now working with adults. Because ultimately, if we're not listening to what the adult or the other person is saying and what their listening patterns are, we're not going to be able to communicate. So, yes, absolutely, my history with working with children has really translated very well in the adult world.
Mm. You know, one of the things you said is so important. I run a networking group here in the Houston area, and you know, I'm a speaker, and one of the things that is really important for a speaker, probably the most important thing, and I think it filters down to every person that has an ability to talk. You know, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason, but listening is really important because if you're not communicating back to the person in the person's language that's speaking to you, you're really going nowhere. So sales and or speaking or teaching, it's really important to listen, like you said, and I think that's where a lot of us come into trouble.
Absolutely. And I actually, it's funny that you just said that God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. I say that all the time. There is a reason that we were given 2 ears and 1 mouth, so that we would listen first and then respond to whatever has been told to us. And so I think that's so important. You're right on the money there, Tony.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, you tell your children that so that you could get the last word in, right? And then they get old enough to tell you that you're not drinking your own Kool-Aid. And, you know, you have to come into a reality there. And it really is probably the hardest thing to do is to listen without interrupting. And two, be careful of every word that comes out of your mouth. Make sure it's on a positive side instead of a negative side. I mean, that'll just wear you out in itself.
Well, absolutely. And I think also that the communication is not just the words that you speak, but the tonality and also your expression, which is why I'm all about taking your online networking offline, because I want to be able to look into the eyes of the person that I'm talking to. And I don't mean that you have to actually meet them in person at a coffee shop. You can do it online through Skype or through Google Hangouts where you're looking at each other, because the words end up coming out, I believe, differently other than what you see in written words in terms of what you hear and what you watch. I don't know. Would you agree?
Absolutely. My wife and I have been working side by side for 20 years, and with the internet, you know, I can remember looking at my wife at an event and go, did you hear what I heard? And now you get an email and it's like, are you reading what I'm reading? Like, does that make sense to you? Because you could take it 100 different ways, and the person that wrote it might not have meant it in any of the ways that you've taken it. So face-to-face to me is really important. And with the internet, we have the ability to have a wider reach. But when you can see someone's face, you can definitely make a better judgment on their language than reading it on print. Because
exactly.
I know that I type the way I talk. And my wife says, you know, I have a couple books, and she goes through and edits it and says, you can't type the way you talk. People need to read it differently. And I'm like, well, I am who I am, and we all are that, and mean no harm. But at the same time, what you're talking about face-to-face eliminates that unfortunate possibility.
I so agree with you. I tend to be very short and to the point when I write emails, and I've had people say that they come across very harsh. But when people talk to me in person and where I get on a line or a phone or a face-to-face, it's a totally different thing. So I'm very aware of that. And if I have a choice, I will talk to somebody rather than write them an email.
Yeah. It's an ongoing thing. You throw social media into there. You have Twitter, which is one sentence. You have LinkedIn, which could be a whole book. And then Facebook, which is, oh, my goodness, did I really put that on there? It gets kind of, you know, crazy out there. So when you're talking with people about the different ways of doing this, do you find that there's a certain practice to follow?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I do now is I teach people how to create digital assets. And so in doing that, I don't just talk about it, I show them. So we will get online and we will create a digital asset together just by the very act of doing a Google Hangout. So we can create a recording that we can now take and blog with that digital, you know, that video that we just created, because it goes right to YouTube. You can take that video, you can strip the audio. I was listening to the guest that was on before me and what you were talking about. You take that video that you just did and you can strip it to just have the audio, or you can transcribe it. You can put it in an ebook, as you were talking earlier. You can take that audio and you can bounce it up to iTunes. So it's very important that when we get in front of people that we can talk about how to leverage our communities and how to create those digital assets just by the very nature of being online together. It's pretty powerful what we can do with the internet today.
Yes. Yes, and I am a big fan of, you know, everybody wants to make money while they're sleeping. It's a great idea. I mean, I love it. And so most people go, yeah, but I don't know how to do it. And so with today's technology, and listen, I'm 58 years old, so there's no way that you are too old to understand this. You just have to have the want to do it. But in today's technology, you can use anything that you have at your feet. You don't have to invent something new to create digital products. And there's ways of doing it without spending any money until you can turn a little bit of income to create more opportunities where you can hire people to teach you more about it. But if you watch a YouTube video, it'll tell you how to do a YouTube video.
That's right. So, well, and Tony, I'm 57 years old, so I'm right with you. You are never too old or too young to start jumping into the technology world. Absolutely.
Okay, so I have a question for you because, and I didn't realize this when I was scheduling the shows. We just plug them in as they come in, and because I teach hosts that you're the common thread between the guests. And so somehow it always works. You have, now we just interviewed someone that is the queen of the pen, and you have a publishing group.
Yes, I do. So
tell me about that.
Okay, so what our publishing group does is, it's, you know, similar to what other publishing groups do. We show you, we do have editors, so we have ghostwriters, and we can write your book for you, taking your tonality and putting it in your words. We can create ebooks and all of that. But really what we focus on is taking that digital asset and creating books and ebooks out of that. So one of the things that we will teach people and show them how to do is, you know, as you just said, a lot of people will come to the table and say, I can't write, or I don't know what to write about. Well, how about if you're in business, how about if you find out what are the 10 top questions that people are always asking about your business? And then how about if you go in and create a video answering each one of those questions and then get those videos transcribed and then put it into an ebook? Literally create a document, an ebook that can be either delivered through the Kindle or the Nook stores or just as an ebook that you can put on your website, a document that you can deliver. So that's what we do in our publishing group. We also do similar to what you do, Tony, is that we take our interviews. I have two internet television shows, and I take those shows, and once I have X amount of guests, I will then compile them, and I create ebooks, compilation books that feature my guests that have been on my shows. And we do that through the publishing. So everything kind of works in tandem with each other.
Hmm. Yeah, I right now have a book ready to come out. I have everything but the ISBN number and who I'm going to have bring the book out. So I'm always shopping and, you know, I'm ready to pull the trigger, so to speak. I just had a bad experience. So I backed away because I didn't want to get involved in that. There's a lot of bad on the internet. There's twice as much good. You just have to keep looking. So I'm a believer that I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and what's going to show up is going to make the difference. So I just have to be a little bit more patient, I guess. But it's funny that two people, since I've had this conversation in the last week about my book, are now on my show at the same time. You know, God works in funny ways. But I'd like to learn more about that. Do you do publishing of for all types of books, or just is there a certain, so someone like myself that was interested in doing that, what are the steps that I take to find out how I get in touch with your company?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. They can go to either to connect with Karen, and there is a form right there that they can fill out for a free strategy call, for a 30-minute strategy call to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if you want to talk about the book, we can do it there. Or they can go to PYP Publishing Group. That's Promote Your Passion. That's what it stands for, PYPPublishingGroup.com. And it has all of our resources that are on there, as well as the way to get in touch with us. It allows you to see the different books, our library. We have over 40 books that have been published. And it also shows you the different services that we have, as well as a 6-week crash course on writing your own book.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm going to be contacting you because I have a compilation book just being finished up that's already done with a service, you know. I never realized the benefit of doing a compilation book because when I started doing my book, it wasn't my plan. I never thought I was going to do that. And there's so many people out there that have a book, and it wasn't their plan. And, you know, I teach people how to take the books out of the box in the trunk of their car by hosting a radio show because you're able to market yourself better, right? But there's so many moving pieces to so many things. You get to a point where if you don't bring in an outside resource, you're not going to be able to grow past where you are right now. And usually when you sit idle, usually you run out of gas. So,
right, exactly. Exactly. So you want to find the person that feels good and fits good. You know, there are a lot of people that do this. Some are really, really good, and some are really, really horrid. So you just want to find that, you know, what your intuition tells you, oh, this feels good, this is a good fit, this is the person or the company that I want to work with. And there's plenty of business out there, so I believe in healthy competition. And you just find whatever the good fit is.
Right. You know, and I teach this all the time. I run networking groups, and I really tell people that if you don't sit down and learn a little bit about something, everybody preaches know, like, and trust, but without a connection in there, there's just three words that really sound good, but nothing mm-hmm. really comes from it. And that's one of the books that I put together. And what we do here on the radio, I want people to share their message so someone else can benefit from because of the relationship that they've gotten from the story. And that's basically why you want to write a book. I mean, or do a video, or do an ebook. It doesn't have to be Stephen King material. It just has to be you being you. And a lot of people have a hard time being transparent.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I may, I have an offer for our listeners that they can actually take one of their blog posts or one of their things that they have written, or maybe it's an interview that they've done, and I would like to be able to offer anyone who wants a guest author on our website, Spark It Network, and we will put that up absolutely complimentary, free, where you'll get visibility and leverage the network. So anybody has something that they've started to write and want to get it posted full free, I can do that for you, and if you want, I can give a link for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so people should go to Spark It Network, SparkItNetwork.com/BeOurGuest. And that is complimentary for any one of your listeners. And feel free, Tony, to hand that out to anybody that you run into, and we will do a complimentary post. And that includes you. Let's get one of your one of the chapters of your book up, and we'll get your visibility up for that as well.
So now tell me the URL again.
It's sparkitnetwork.com/BeOurGuest.
Spark it, like a spark of light?
Like a spark, sparking a light. Spark, SparkIt, network.com/BeOurGuest.
Be Our Guest. I'm writing this down because I'm going to put it out there through all my stuff.
Oh, awesome. Very great.
Yeah, I just, you know, that's the power of doing what we do, you and I, is making sure that other people have the ability to take action to make a connection. And I really think life's like one big baseball game. We're at the plate every day, every minute mm-hmm. of every day. You can stand there and look at the pitch go by, or you could swing at it and take a chance of hitting it over the fence or at least getting a second. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it really is. People complain all the time that they never get any chances in life because they're standing there still. You know, I mean, jump out there, see what happens. I mean, sometimes you might get run over by the bus, but it won't matter because it's over.
I agree.
But more than not, you're going to really see the success in it. And when other people see you being successful, they just can't help but try it themselves. So I think that's why we're here, you know. So I'm really excited here today, Karen. I know that you have two TV shows. We have 10 shows a week here at Tough Talk Network. I am going to be shopping you because I hope it's okay to get you on other shows. What you have, more people need to know. And I wished I looked good as you do when I was 57. So you have me on that one, but I really appreciate your time today and your offer. I'm going to make sure to put it out there, and I'm going to be contacting you off the air as well.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Tony, for the offer of being on your program, and you're doing great work. And I hope to support you as well with other invitees to be on your show because what you're doing is awesome, and it is so important that you are doing what you're doing.
Don't worry, we're going to be talking because every author that you have, we could help you market them through our process with different shows around the country. So I look forward to it. Tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Well, the easiest way is just to go to connectwithkaren.com, and schedule a meeting. Let's just get to know one another. Let's create a relationship first. So connectwithkaren.com. And Karen was a C, by the way, C-A-R-E-N. So if you go to type that K, it will not come to me. Connectwithkaren, C-A-R-E-N.com. And that's the best way to get in touch with me and set up an appointment. It's absolutely complimentary. It does not cost anything to talk with me.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. If you don't take advantage of that, don't call into the show complaining to me, folks. That's our show for today. I really appreciate our guests, and make sure to figure out how you can promote your passion and help others. Get in touch with Karen with a C. Karen, thanks again. We look forward to having you back on the show. That's our show for this week. Tune in next week, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, every Thursday, to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Have a blessed week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.